Today is Thursday. It is December 22nd, 2016. I'm John Williams, and this is The Mincing Rascals, a weekly podcast, portions of which can be heard on my Saturday afternoon shows on WGN Radio at 1:30. Now, here's where you jump. I know normally Bertrand jumps in, but Steve Bertrand isn't with us yet. He's going to join us in progress.
Well,
so
I'm Kristen
McQuarrie.
I'm Kristen McQuarrie, a member of the Chicago Tribune editorial board.
And I'm Eric Zorn, the distinguished columnist from the Chicago Tribune, who runs Wednesdays, Fridays, and Sundays.
Today's podcast, despite this rocky start, is going to be, as Steve Bertrand wrote to me earlier today, filled with snappy punditry and expeditious mincing. We are all on holiday work schedules. I have to be out the door in exactly 20 minutes. You guys ready to roll?
We are. Bertrand's going to walk in here at some point and just interrupt us. So,
Eric, you asked us, as you did your readers, to make predictions for 2016, and you've also asked us to do them for 2017. Let's review how those of us in this room did for this year's predictions. You asked, who will be the 2016 Republican nominee for president? And Kristen McQuarrie and I said it will be Marco Rubio. I still think we're right. I still think that was the right choice. Steve Bertrand said Jeb Bush, and Eric Zorn, ever the outlier, said Paul Ryan.
I was wrong and you were wrong. What can I say? We were all wrong.
You were wronger.
I was wrongest. You guys were wrong. I was wrong. Wronger and wrongest. So.
Who will be the 2016 Republican nominee for vice president? And I don't think any of us saw this one coming, right? Eric, you said it'll be Rubio. Kristen, you said it'll be Carly Fiorina. And Bertrand and I said it will be John Kasich. I think, Kristen, not that we need to keep score this way, but you were the wrongest.
I was the wrongest. She didn't even make it to what?
I had a really long question. I had like 18 names on the questionnaire, and Pence was not one of them. I thought he just completely ruined his career with his anti-gay stuff that he had done in Indiana, but I was wrong.
You were wronger.
Who will be the 2016 nominee for the Democrats? We all thought it would be Hillary. And who will be the Democratic? It says who will be the 2016 Democratic nominee for president? It says also Hillary Clinton. Who will win the November 2016? Oh, yeah. Presidential election. Oh. And since we didn't know who the nominees would be, we at least said Democrat or Republican. Bertrand, McQuarrie, and Zorn all said it will be a Democrat.
Okay.
I'm just going to. No, I'm not gloating. No, trust me. This was the year I knew nothing.
Have we started?
We're on the air. Yes,
started without me.
I'm just gloating. Steve, do you want to introduce yourself?
And I'm Steve Bertrand, the host of the Business Lunch.
See how that's done, Eric? So, okay, then I was the only one that said a Republican would win the 2016 presidential election.
Aren't you special?
Well, I didn't think it would be the one that did. Will Republican Mark Kirk, Illinois' junior senator, win re-election? Everybody said no. Pat yourselves on the back.
Okay.
Eric asked this, in the budget stalemate in Springfield, the democratically controlled General Assembly and the Republican governor will... Kristen said, be able to agree on a compromise fiscal 2016 budget before July 1st.
She was the wrongest.
I'm going to be the wrongest on most of these, I think.
Agree sometime before Labor Day to a two-year deal. Zorn, Bertrand, and I said they won't get it done. And we're still looking pretty smart on that, aren't we?
You are.
We asked if you thought that Blagojevich would get two years or more. An appellate judge.
Taken off.
Yeah. And Kristen and I said yes.
Gosh, I'm wrong again.
Well, it's not over, right? The judges are back, or the lawyers were back in court this week asking, saying that the letters from his fellow prisoners should have been included.
I thought that was a very far-fetched appeal they're making.
More far-fetched than the others?
Why do we care what the other prisoners think? I mean, he's been a great guy in prison, but that's not why he's in jail. Okay, one more. How will the Cubs do in 2016? All of you said they will make it to the World Series and lose. I said that the Cubs will win.
So you win the prize.
That was a lot of fun, wasn't it?
I need
it?
You to be on my trivia team for my upcoming trivia contest.
No, I don't know how any of that happened. Will Michael Madigan be reelected as the Illinois House Speaker? These are the questions for 2017 Eric has written for us. Eric, how are you going to vote on this
one? I say he will be reelected, yes.
Oh, of course he will.
Yes.
There's no question.
I heard an interesting conversation on Steve Cochran's show this morning, though, where they said here's only a handful of Republicans need to say, no, handful of Democrats need to vote for the Republican. And if all the Republicans vote for a guy who's running for House Speaker, is there some math like that, Steve, right?
Yeah, I mean, they're voting. They usually vote by party lines, but they could cross over and vote for the Republican. But
we explained that in the editorial this week, right?
The Democrats have a majority of seats, so the Speaker will be a Democrat. The Republicans can cross over and support the Democrat, and that just leaves... Right. So if all the Republicans vote for the rogue Democrat, you just need 9 more Democrats to vote for whoever would run against the Speaker.
But, and we think that would be Scott Drury of Highwood, I guess.
I mean, he has thrown his hat in the ring. He's just starting his third term. He's a former federal prosecutor. He's not terribly well liked in the caucus, which is fine by me. I mean, you don't go down to Springfield to be a good state rep if you're worried about, you know, making friends and getting invited to Saputo's every night.
Like a reality TV show. I'm not here to make friends.
I'm not here to make friends. But there are others who have at least expressed some disappointment in the leadership of the Democratic Party. And I think the Speaker is having to do a little more work to make sure that he gets... He gets the votes.
How are there not 9 Democrats in the whole state with enough balls to finally make history and cut Madigan, you know, from his post?
There are no balls in Springfield. That's the problem. 0 balls.
There are inaugural balls every
That's the only kind of balls.
There are no cojones.
Okay. What will the outcome of the trial of Jason Van Dyke, the Chicago cop who's been charged with first-degree murder and Laquan McDonald's shooting death. What's going to happen there? Will he be convicted of first-degree murder, lesser charge, or will he be outright acquitted?
I think he'll plead out to a lesser charge and will probably serve some time. That's what I'll go with.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the middle one on that, too. How about you, Bertrand?
I guess I didn't read it that pleading out was part of it.
Well, it could be. I mean, either convicted of a lesser.
You'll plead guilty to a lesser
charge. No, I know. I didn't think of him pleading, though. I'm going to say first degree.
Okay.
I'm going to say they're going to get one right.
Well, you need intent, though. But I don't know how. You could make that case, though, couldn't you? Yeah. I mean,
You definitely could. I think it's going to be a lesser charge, though. And then he'll probably go with a bench trial. Cops tend to. There was a story in the papers this morning about a cop who was acquitted at a bench trial in a very strange incident.
Who didn't report it because he was drinking at the time, didn't report the incident?
He was driving drunk, and some other cops from another jurisdiction were chasing him, and I don't know. It was a very strange story.
It was in my neighborhood, which is just so typical.
Really?
Yes.
All right, let's do this one. Eric has set the over-under for homicides in Chicago next year at 500. Will we have less or more than 500? Wait, what a gruesome question to ask.
It is. It is.
It's relevant.
I apologize for being so gruesome. It was about 468, if I remember correctly, in 2015. And of course, it's up over 700 now. And my question is, is it going to fall back to under 500?
I don't see why. I think we're going to continue to just the city, the aldermen, they're more worried about, you know, taking down a Donald Trump sign than actually dealing with the number one problem that the city faces. So I don't see big change. What about you?
I'm going to say probably not as well, although we're in a bit of a streak right now. I think it's been 4 days.
Really?
There's been a homicide by gunfire. The longest streak of the year.
I'm going to take the under just to be optimistic. I'm hoping that this is a bubble. I mean, it really was a kind of unusual spike. So maybe we'll go back down below 500.
I am hoping that's true also. So I'm going to say that's going to happen.
The other two, I think, are also hoping it, but they're just not betting that.
No. They're cruel people.
On the national front, are we going to have another terrorist attack like we did in Orlando? Eric's wondering if that sort of mass terrorist-related shooting or violence is going to miss us in 2017.
This is so uplifting. So uplifting.
I'm going to say no. I'm sorry. That's the world we live in. I think there's going to be all kinds of hostility out there.
You think there will be one or there won't be one?
I think there will be.
There will be.
I do, too. It's the new normal. I mean, unfortunately, it is. And
it could be a truck in a crowd. It could be a knifing at a mall. It could be a lot of things, but if we keep the definition broad enough, a lone wolf or somebody acting on behalf of some state, I'd say yeah.
You think there are going to be more than 40 or 49 or more killed?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I don't think there'll be 49.
I don't think there's going to be 49 either. I think we will have incidents. Definitely Donald Trump will be tested as president. And so.
Well, look at our transition. We just switched from violence in Chicago. I mean, do we define terrorism as what's happening on a daily basis in certain neighborhoods of the city? Why wouldn't we?
Yeah,
I'm talking about a single incident,
random
though.
Killing. It's not an anger.
No, I there's going to be a lot of mayhem. There's no question about it. Terrible to think about, but.
Let's do two more here. Will the Dow be above 20,000? No, Eric, how should we do this? Should we do it? We're flirting with 20,000.
Right now we're at 20,000. I was thinking that,
it's
like,
not going to be above 20,000.
Okay, so it's not going to be. Okay, well, I mean, it's
one year from today, the Dow is going to be below 19,000.
Okay,
we'll continuing in the uplifting theme.
Pick your thousand point threshold, Steve, above or below what? Where's it going to be?
It'll be below 20,000.
I'm going to say below 19. Kristen McQuarrie says...
I'll take your 19 and I'll say below 18.
Ooh, really?
I'm going to say over 20.
Yeah.
Because I think that the economy may see a surge under President-elect Trump. We'll see. It may be a false surge. It may be... But I think the Dow is going to do well. I don't know. I could be crazy. And I'm not optimistic at all necessarily about what Trump's going to bring, but I'm just saying that's where I'm... So wait a minute. Kristen was where? I'm keeping score here for next
below
year.
Below 18,000.
Below 18, yes. Kristen.
Just Eric asked if the Congress is going to approve new funding for the wall at the Mexican border. I'll say no.
No, they won't have it. They'll talk about it, but... actually passing a piece of legislation to do so.
And
no.
People will be pissed off about it because he still says they're going to build the wall, but it won't happen. So Congress does not approve the funding.
I think this will be a fuzzy one. I think there will be something approved and that they could point to enhance security that they'll call a wall.
No. I'm talking bricks and mortar and barbed wire.
You're talking about from
California to, I don't know, wherever
Texas?
Mexico ends, yeah.
With the really lovely door, remember?
And it just got twice as tall, by the way.
So you're saying wall-to-wall fence, border-to-border fence? No, that won't happen. They won't fund that, no.
Well, isn't that what the wall is? Isn't that kind of what...
It depends on what your definition of wall is.
That's what a wall is.
I should probably put the word significant in that question, because obviously if they say, we're going to put $10 million into a little stretch of fencing or something somewhere and call it a wall. No, I'm talking about, is this major project? And this gets to a whole bunch of questions that are going to be in the reader poll that I'm posting later this week, where I'm going to ask about all these questions. And I'm basically asking about a bunch of different things that Donald Trump promised to do. Is he going to do them? And okay. I'm wondering about a bunch of these things. And I'm not going to go through all of them, but there are a whole bunch of promises
we'll hit on a couple of them.
Okay.
So do the wall, Eric. Where are you on this?
I think no, there's no way.
Will the Congress pass and president sign a full repeal of the Affordable Care Act?
And I'm saying no to that also.
No, I mean, that's not even really what the Paul Ryan plan is not even a full repeal. And that probably has the most momentum right now, where they save the parts that they like and that are popular, but they roll back other pieces of it. That I could see happening. Put me down for that.
The top five states for signing up into the Affordable Care Act are states that voted for Donald Trump. People who say they hate it actually use it. I think whatever we get with is going to be more like Obamacare.
Keep the government out of my Medicare.
Steve Bertrand's all-time favorite quote, ladies and gentlemen.
You guys are both no, then.
Well, you know
the
what? I think,
guys.
Again, it's a fuzzy definition thing, because I think they're going to pass something. I think they're going to call it a repeal and keep what they like and... Sometime this year? You don't think they're going to replace sometime this year with something?
Maybe not. I mean, I still think it'll look more like Obamacare than not.
I understand, they'll call it a repeal.
Well,
should we refine this question? I mean, maybe repeal, say, the individual mandate, the insurance mandate. That's a key part of Obamacare.
They will repeal that this year.
The mandate. Let's make it that. Then are they going to repeal the insurance mandate?
Yeah, but then the whole thing falls apart.
Okay. That's a specific question.
Didn't say it was a good idea.
I didn't say you did, but I'm trying to get rid of the fuzz problem.
Okay. Then you want to do the mandate?
Keep
the mandate stays. They're going to shock themselves at how much they like this.
They could even raise the cost of the mandate, because that's part of the reason it's not working, is because it's too desirable to raise the cost of the penalty.
Mm-hmm. Mandate, Bertrand?
I'm going to say they're going to repeal it.
Yes. Okay.
No, the mandate stays. The whole damn thing stays.
Right. Okay. Mandate. I'm changing that question. Great.
Eric's taking
lots of notes.
I like the way Eric picks the fuzz off his questions.
Will Hillary Clinton be indicted? Will there be an indictment of Hillary Clinton to fulfill Donald Trump's campaign promise to lock her up?
No.
Not unless Bill Clinton keeps talking at bookstores in Albany.
Well, I know. Just to refine
this question, will they make an effort? Will the Justice Department under Trump make an effort to do this? I mean, they may not get an indictment. Is there going to be like further investigations?
He's already
backed off the idea of appointing a special prosecutor. Good.
Cubs repeat as World Series champs?
Yes. Yes.
I'm going to say yes. We all say yes, but Kristen, who says no?
No.
She's speaking with her heart there, not her head. Will the White Sox be in the postseason, Kristen?
I'm going to just say no.
Postseason? No.
No.
They'll be better than they were
last year. It's a rebuilding year.
Will the White Sox be in the preseason?
It's a good question. Let's see how many players get injured by May 1st.
Yeah, there's your over-under for Eric. He's always, you know, grim on these things. Will John Fox be the coach of the Bears? Let's say at for the opening kickoff. You want to do it that way for the first game, Eric Zorn?
Okay, first game.
John Fox, will he still be the coach when the Bears kick it off in 2017?
Sure. I mean, they kept Lovey around for a decade, so.
Lovey's looking pretty good right now, isn't he?
He is. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, actually, he's not looking that good. He's at U of I. That could have been another question. Is he going to survive at U of I?
Well, I'm not saying it's good for the U of I. I'm saying that it's good for Lovey. So did everybody vote on Burkhead?
I say John Fox is done.
I think he's done.
Why not? Fred Hoiberg. Well, he's still the coach of the Bulls.
I know, these are too many of these. I'm sorry. But okay.
I say Hoiberg is out.
I don't even know who Hoiberg is.
So
I'll give you a yes.
Third
then.
Base, okay. White Sox. Hoiberg is not out.
All right. Eric, where can people find the entire list of your questions?
That's not it.
Angela Merkel.
Those are the highlights. Who wants to know what you think the gross domestic product will be?
Angela Merkel will be coaching the Bulls.
I would like a poll on the best Bloody Mary mix. Can we move on to that? Okay.
Let's do this one. Rahm Emanuel, turns out he, like Hillary Clinton and others, is using his private account for public business. Kristen, is this a big deal or what? Tell me what your head is on this.
They're trying to make it out to be a big deal, meaning City Hall and the Better Government Association, which in conjunction with the Tribune sued. But no, what you have to keep in mind is, yes, he released, I think, 2,700 emails. His lawyers combed through them first. They got to redact all kinds of information. So until we have an actual mayor who responds to FOIA and just turns everything over, no, this is not a big victory. I've skimmed through the emails, and there's nothing. I mean, it's clear that they took out anything that could damage him, according to my early analysis of it.
Or there was nothing in there that could damage him.
So are we going to come to a time when we're going to be responsible for recording all of our conversations and releasing those as well? I mean, somewhere there's a balance, right, where email has become almost conversation, and we don't require people in public office to turn over their conversations with people, right? I mean, and I'm not defending or not saying you shouldn't be able to do it, but there's a conversation there. I mean,
I think you're right, Steve. This whole thing is starting to feel a little moot to me. There are so many different ways to communicate. We're having so many simultaneous, multi-platform conversations. I'm not all bent out of shape. If you're doing the city's business, what server you're doing it on?
I think it's fair to, because of email. I mean, welcome to 2016. Yes, if you are conducting city business over an email account, that should be FOIA-able. You want to have private conversations and have a totally separate account for that? Fine, do it. It's a matter of your thumbs on your phone.
But that's not practical.
My point is only that it's only of interest because it's trackable and gettable. I mean, the mayor could come in here and call Eric over in the corner and have a conversation with him. We would never be able to sue to get the contents of that conversation.
Nor should we.
But if they exchange a text message, which is really another form of informal conversation, we can get it just because there's a record of it. I'm not sure, other than just because there's a record of it, there's a difference in the exchange. So why is one more likely to be public worthy and the other not?
That's what FOIA is. It's records.
But Kristen, that's sort of a circular argument. It's what Steve is saying is that it is not it should not cover that. I mean, his argument is that it is equivalent to a phone call.
Well, that's what the mayor argued in court. That,
right.
that these emails
lost.
Were not FOIA-able.
I know. And that's why Steve and I are not
lawyers.
Listen,
I work for a newspaper. I am never going to be on, again, you know, not on the side of disclosure.
It makes it harder to do what you do if we take the attitude that I'm taking.
It does remind me that any time that I email public officials to be really careful with what it's going to look like if the Sun-Times repeats my email. So
yeah,
does that happen?
I just think it's worth
not
the conversation
yet.
Because,
sure.
You know, you can call him. And the phone call, you know, might one day have to be recorded because he might be doing, you know, email is conversation to me now, not like letter writing or memo. So I don't know. I don't know where it's going to go.
You know what I do now, Steve? I go off the grid. When I have something very important in private or you know, business related, I have taken to writing it in a Word document, printing it, and handing it to the person. I don't know that that's legally insulating me in any way, but I just don't want it to accidentally go to send all or them to be able to forward it. So
Do you title each piece of paper as my contribution to global warming?
I write it with invisible ink, and I wrap the message on the leg of my pigeon and send it.
I feel an analog is the way to go. Hey, I have to leave this. You guys are going to finish the podcast, but can I throw one more thing in before I exit? And Steve Bertrand, you're going to land this puppy.
That's interesting.
I've been
very busy today. I don't know what's going on.
One more prediction I wanted to get from you guys, and that is, will Donald Trump finish his first term? I'll say no. Bertrand, go.
Of course he will, yes.
Yes.
Yes, he will.
Okay. But I'm not saying that he's going to get impeached.
Do you have a recommendation for us before you run off?
Yes, I do. I want you to all read Andy Warhol Was a Hoarder by Claudia Kalb. And I've been thinking about it because I've been thinking about Donald Trump's mindset via his tweets.
Where can we find this?
And this book, Andy Warhol Was a Hoarder, is subtitled Inside the Minds of History's Great Personalities. So everybody from Abraham Lincoln to Albert Einstein, what sort of psychoses did they have, which sort of aided or abetted their genius? And it's a real interesting look into how great brains work. Donald Trump, however that thing is wired, is an amazing brain. And I would love Claudia Kalb to look at Trump and explain him to us. She hasn't yet, but it's a neat historical look at some of the greatest personalities of all time. And the book is called Andy Warhol Was a Hoarder.
Interesting.
All right.
See you next week. Okay. We're off next week. We'll talk to you next year.
Merry Christmas, John.
Yes. Okay. Happy New Year.
All right,
I'm
off to a more important meeting now. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
So really, I've been swamped. Am I leading this from now on? What are we
doing?
Well,
let's just wrap up with our recommendations.
Okay,
how about that?
I'll go first since I'm in charge. I took my son, and it's the second year in a row we've done it. We took the family to go see The Second City, the main stage show yesterday. And, you know, the seats aren't all that comfortable. I'm coming back downtown on a weeknight, blah, blah, blah.
Crabby old suburban man.
Exactly.
Reviews.
And then I leave having my heart grown three sizes too big. I mean, it's just a great Chicago institution. And I don't know how many Chicagoans were actually in the seats last night. But I think over the holidays, it's something that we should reward and check out. Because it's just, you know, some people have been critical of this review that it's a little too political, too Trumpish, and I didn't see that. There's a lot of it.
Well, you wouldn't, probably.
Maybe not, yeah. You know, it's interesting. Both my kids go to school in Southern Ohio, and they kind of were jaws agape because, like, we can't talk this way where we are.
Mm.
They just can't. Anyway, it's a great Chicago institution, and why not support it? Second
great
city.
Idea. I never think to do
see,
that,
yeah.
So that's a great suggestion. Eric?
Oh, I just wanted to second the recommendation. I think a week ago, was it yours, Steve, about Black Mirror?
No.
Maybe it was John's. Black Mirror, the Netflix show. Well, it's on Netflix. I think it may be a BBC show. It's sort of a Twilight Zone quality to it. And we watched several episodes this week. All my kids are back. And it's spooky and great. So I just wanted to...
Ooh, spooky and great.
Yeah.
I'm going to plug Mary Schmeek's piece called Tivan and the Bullet. You should read it. It humanizes everything that we were just talking about. And what I particularly liked about it is that she explains the role kind of journalists and how we try to humanize, and sometimes people reject it. They don't want to tell their stories of violence on the street. She sort of inserts herself a little bit into the piece, but that was in the paper two days ago. And then Best Bloody Mary Mix, Zing Zang. Try it. Trust me.
Bada boom, bada bing.
Yeah, Mary's piece, it's interesting. I mean, you know, we had so many people shot. Was it 2,000-3,000 people shot? And what's the number? I don't even know
what
it is anymore.
Over three, I think.
And this is just one shooting, and what it did to this family and what it's done to this little boy, and it's very powerful. And you think about and multiply that story over and over and over again.
Anything you want to say about John Williams since he's not here?
Oh my goodness! Well, we.
Gosh. Can't think of anything
Kristen
good.
Will tell. Kristen Decker, the producer.
Oh, no, I thought you meant me.
Then never mind. Wait till you turn the microphone.
All right. Well, Merry Christmas, everyone. Happy Hanukkah. Thanks very much for listening this year. You know, I got a Facebook a year ago sort of thing, and it was a Mincing Rascals post. We've been doing this for well over a year now.
Oh, my goodness.
My gosh. Yeah. No wonder I'm so sick of you guys.
You little rascal, you. You little rascal, you. You little rascal, you.